Okay, we're starting new Gemara tonight. Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Omar Rav Huna, Mashbi Noisoi Shvu Sheina Bishusoi. Says Rashi, Amas Nisim Koi, Afopishu Meshalem, Kediktani Shilim Lerotzi Lishova, even if a Shomer decides to pay, and you think he's completely off the hook, nevertheless, Mashbi Noisoi Shvu Sheina Bishusoi, he has to make a separate Shvu, even though he pays up for it, and he doesn't have to make any of the other Shvu's, but the Shvu'a she'ene b'shusoi, Mashbi noisei Shvu'a she'ene b'shusoi, he has to make that Shvu'a. My timer, chayshinon shema einov nosamboi. Because we suspect that he says, okay, it got lost, and I'm paying for it, or I was negligent and I'm paying for it, but maybe he's really keeping it, and therefore, Mashbi noisei Shvu'a she'ene b'shusoi, in order to prevent that, then he has to make a Shvu'a she'ene b'shusoi, that it's not in his possession. We're going to see the Rambam next week. The Rambam says only something which is not common to get on the marketplace, because something which is common to get on the marketplace, we're not choshesh that he's going to do such a kenunya, do such a thing. Because after all, he can go himself, take the money, he's paying for it anyway, he can go to the marketplace and buy the same thing. So only something which is not common, then we are choshesh that maybe he's taking it for himself, and therefore you make him make a shvur of shvur she'ena b'shusi. That is the Gemara. That's as much as the Gemara we're going to do today. So let's try and analyze what the shvur is, and has far-reaching consequences. Turn to the second page. The Gemara says in Bavmitzia Davovim Dala, famous Gemara, Omirami Bachomet, Omirav Sheshes, really it's Omirami Bachoma, Sholoi Shvuos Mashbi in Oisai. You make a, Shomer make three Shvuos. The Pasuk says, Ada Lekim Yavoi Dvash Neem, that you have to make a Shvuos, and he has to make a Shvuos, Imlai Sholach Yadim Memleches Re'eu. What is this Shvuos that he has to make? Every Shomer. When you ask a person what happened to my item, and he makes a Shvuos, so which Shvuos does he make? Omirav Sheshes, Sholoi Shvuos Mashbi in Oisai. You make three Shvuos. Shvua shaloi pashatiba, that I was not negligent. Shvua shaloi shalachtiba yad, meaning, shvua shaloi pashatiba, I was not negligent if I'm a shomer chinam. If I'm a shomer socher, it did not get stolen. Or if I'm a shoyel, that it did not get lost by an oinus. In other words, you want to say you're potter, you have to say shaloi pashatiba. You have to say you didn't do the thing that would make you guilty. Meaning, a shomer chinam has to make a shvua, he was not negligent, a shomer socher has to make a shvua, it did not get stolen. Etc., etc. That's the first shvur. So you basically have to say what happened to it. The second shvur you have to make, shvur shelo shalachti bayad, which means I was not shalach yad, I did not use it for my own benefit. Because if you are given something to watch and you use it for your own benefit, even though you return it afterwards, you are already considered a gazlin. Once you're considered a gazlin, then whatever happens afterwards, you're responsible anyway. So you can make a shvu from today till tomorrow that it got stolen, that Moshe Mechina, Man Potter, but you're Shaleach Yad, you'll be chai from that point on. And the third shvu you have to make is shvu she'ena b'shusi. In other words, all three shvuas a shomer has to make. So, the Ritva already asked the question, how do you reconcile both sugyas? The first sugya says, Omar Avuna, special shvur, shvur she'ena b'shusi, and here he says you have to make three shvurs. How do they both fit together? Says the Ritva number 2a, which is right underneath of that Gemara, v'ike de kashle, u'may haide shaklina v'tarino le de Ravuna, v'il gufe my chadislon. What is Ravuna telling us? By the way, you have to make a special shvur, she'ena b'shusi, the Omar Omi v'chomo, shegema shvurs, mashbina say, u'kidisa be'kam, l'kama m'chilton. What do you mean? You have to make three shvurs. You don't have to make one shvur, you have to make three shvurs. Answers the Ritva, we all know this territory, of course, v'yesh loima, the hosimu l'fisha einoi mishalim klum. In other words, says the Ritva, the reason why you make the Shvu'a She'ena B'shusi is always for the same reason. We suspect that maybe you're keeping it for yourself. Just usually, when you are not paying for it, in other words, you're making a Shvu'a, so obviously, one of the first things we suspect is maybe keeping it for yourself. Comes along Rami Bachama and says, you have to make three shvuas. Shalai pashati bo, shalai shlachti bo yad, maybe it's still in your rishus, shalai ein b'shusi. That's clear. But here Rav Huna is coming and telling me bigger chiddush. I would think, even if I pay for something, then if I'm paying for it, why is this still the original shvuas days of shalai ein b'shusi, of shema ein of nasati bo, that maybe he wants to keep it for himself. He's paying for it. Why would he keep it for himself and pay for it? You keep it for yourself to steal it, not to pay for it. So I would think, Dim Kane, Am I Yishalim Klal, Yichba Ba Yishava Yifvato, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush in our Gemara is, Da Filo Hachi Chai Shinon, Shema Ein of Nosambo. We still think that maybe he wants to pay for it. But like, Boy Limitli, he doesn't want to steal it. V'yimushum Loi Sachmoit, Letzach Malinshi, Bloi Domi Mashmalu. People think, I'm not doing any Avera because I'm taking your item, I'm paying for it. So I would think it's such a case. There's more of a svara that maybe he's keeping it. Even in such a case, I would think, not more of a svara. I would think maybe in such a case, he doesn't have to make a shavua sheni b'shuzim, because after all, he's paying for it. Kamash malon, that even when he pays for it, then we suspect that maybe he's keeping it for himself. Therefore, you have to make the same shavua as Rami Bachama of shavua sheni b'shuzim. Avi, you understand? Very clear. The Ritvos taught me. Let me ask you a question now.
The other two
shavuas. Shloi peshatibo, v'shloi shlachtibo yat. But according to the Ritva, it seems to be the same Shavua. So let me ask you a question, Avi. This Shavua, according to the Ritva, that the Shomer, when he pays for it, he makes a special Shavua, the one, two Shavuas he does not make, but the third Shavua of Eina Bishusi, he does make. Is it a Shavua HaShomerin, a Shavua Deraisa, according to the Ritva, or is it a special Takana, a Shavua Derabonon? Well, according to the Ritva, if it's the same Shavua as the Shalosh Shavuos Mashbi and Oisai, it should be a Deraisa. Ritva says that it's the same Shavua as before. Just in this case, you don't have to make, I would think you don't have to make that Shavua. Come on, you still make that Shavua. But the Shavua is the same Shavua as the Rami Bachama.
It's the same Shavua.
No, but the Takon is, because Shema ain't of Nosanba. But that is the same shvur that would apply the shalosh shvurs mashbino isay. And just like over there, nobody says it's not the raisa, right? The three shvurs, the shvurs hashemrim, according to the Rivaj, should be the same halacha, I would think.
The whole purpose of him paying to begin with was he wanted to avoid making a shvur.
Right.
So what's he accomplishing? Now he's not going to want to pay.
So. What do you mean? He didn't steal it. He didn't. He's not keeping it in his possession. Maybe I once left the door open, maybe my kid won't. But Shaina Bashusi, I know it got stolen. I mean, that he's willing to make. Right. That's the way I would learn the Ritva. And it's not just me, the other Rishayim, the Ritva learns like that, the Miri. Most Rishayim say not like that, but I'm bringing the Ritva as an example that you can learn this Shavua is a Shavua Deraisa. Not Muchach, but in the Ritva it would seem to be, because he says, it's the leftover Shavua from the three Shavuas, I would think it does not apply over here. Kamashman, it does apply over here. But it's the same Shavua as before. That's what Ritva says, yes.
I don't understand, what is the difference between the Shavua Shalosh Shalachti Bo Yad and Shavua Shalosh Shalachti Bo? What's the nafkamini? It's really the same thing.
Why? Well, one thing, one tells me what happened to it. Shavua Shalosh Shalachti Bo means
it wasn't for sure,
and that's why it got stolen. Shavua Shalachti Bo Yad means that 3 weeks earlier, you gave me a vase. I once put my flowers in the vase, and I used it for myself, and I put it back. Doesn't make a difference. Once you shalech yad, you chayv already. Whatever happens afterwards, because you consider ganav. So you always have to make a shavua that
it's not a
begam lishmir, but consider gazlan, exactly. So you chayv no matter what happens. So it doesn't help me to say, hey, my alarm was on, and the ganav came in the middle of the night and he stole it. Right. If a week earlier, you're a ganav, you took it for yourself. Shalech bayad, you chayv no matter what. So that's where you need both these shavuos.
So even if you used it,
and you returned it, you still chayv.
Still chayv.
Yeah. That's shavuos shalosh shlachti bayad. Look in Rashi, by the way, Davov. On shalech bayad. Yes. Right. Sounds to you like the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. I know, but how is it different?
Right, so we're going to make them do it anyway.
Yeah, but okay. Okay. Anyway, alright. They want to say in the Ritva that perhaps it's a deraisa. Not clear. The Meiri says clear that it's a deraisa, a shvu deraisa. Maybe I should have brought that down, but I'm just bringing it as an example that perhaps it seems to be it's the same shvu as before. You want to say it's a new shvu. What?
What would be the chilek
between what? Chilek deraisa, rabbanon. Various nafkaminas. By a deraisa, you say mitech sheni yachol l'shava mishalim. Mitech sheni yachol l'shava mishalim. By the deraisa, if you cannot make the shvu, you have to pay. By the rabbanon, if you cannot make shvu, you don't pay. The kid is chayfus, and the kid is chayfus. The kon is chamim. You make also. But that's one enough for me.
Even if he is not paying, right?
Even if he is paying.
No, even if
he's not paying, for sure. What? Even if he's paying, even if he's not paying, for sure if he's not paying. Gimel Shavuos must be noisy.
Not paying, I mean, he's sort of covered on the first two.
No, yeah, why? I didn't touch it, it's nothing. This is my house. I'm not saying that's stolen. Like Pashati, it's nothing. This is in my house. What do you want from me? I'm in my house. Same place.
That's the same thing Shalakti Bo Yad
did. Why? I didn't touch it. Didn't do anything. That's not Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad, it's still there. Not doing anything. You have to make it three Shavuos. Okay. The Rambam clearly says, not like that. Look in the Rambam in number 2b. Shamechinom, Shomav, Hareini Mishalim, Eini Nishba, Emet Bikodin Dovah, Shekol Mina Shava, Matzah Meshuk, Lignes Gmoisa, Ekan Peres, Egeriah, Shaltzah, Meshapishton, etc. Hareizim Shalim, Eini Nishba. Avalim Hoyef Bikodin, Behem, Oy Beged, Mitzuyo, Oy Kli Mesukin, Oy Dovah, Sheena Moitza, Lignes Gmoisa, Meshuk, or if it's a Bikodin, something which you cannot buy readily in the market, Choshishin, Shema'ein of Nosenboy, Umashbiin, Oysoy, Betakonas, Chachomim, Shvuo, Benikitas, Chepet, Sheena Beshutoy, Vachach Mishalim. She clearly learns, it's a Takonas Chachomim. So the Shach says, how do you reconcile both these sugyas? So the Shach says already, in other words, that this Gemara over here that says you make a Shvuo Sheena Beshutoy is a special Takonas Chachomim. Special Derabonon Dike Shvuo. The Gemara in Davavam and Aleph that says you make the three Shvuos, they all three Shvuos are Deraisa. This Shvuo over here, which you make when you say, when you're paying for it, is a special Derabonon Dike Shvuo. Why is this the Rabbanim and that the Raisa? So the Shach says, Yishova Shukit Vavav, She'eina B'shusoy, She'nigna Boi She'nevad, Ve'eina B'shusoy, U'shvua Zu, De'eina B'shusoy, De'ai Raisa Hu, says the Shach. The original Shvua, when you have to make all the three Shvuas, what happened to my item, and you're not saying, you're saying it got lost, it got stolen, you have to make all the three Shvuas, that is a Shvua the Raisa. Why? Kiven the B'shvua Zu, because you don't want to pay, so you have to make three shvuas. That shvuas ain't a b'shusa, is it a raisa? The shvuas ain't a b'shusa, the raisa. But the shvuas ain't a b'shusa that you're making when you are paying. Midrabanan, kivin shemeshalim, umeshbiin oitzei sheinu b'shusay, mikshmash shas Hashem ha'inu nosan boy. In other words, the Shach clearly learns out like that. You say that maybe the Ritva also says like that. It's not clear, but it's clear most of Shanim learn that there's a difference between Daf Lamed Dal on the base and between Avav and Aleph. If a Shomer decides not to pay for it, what happened to my item? It got stolen. So midaraisa, you have to make three shvus that you're not negligent, you're not shaleach yad, and it's not b'shuscha. But if you are paying for it, and therefore you potter from all the shvuas, nevertheless, one shvuah, a special shvuah, mid the rabbanon, you have to make. Why? Chayshin Hashem Einam Nosamboy. You're right. The first case, Bishus Einam Bishusai, is also because Chayshin Hashem Einam Nosamboy. But that's a deraisa, and this one is only a derabbanon. Yeah, Avi? That's the way the Shach learns. You hold like that, Poshet. So the question which I want to answer tonight, simple question, is why is there no shvuah deraisa if you pay for it? Why, if you don't pay for it, then you say, Chayshin Hashem Einav Nosan Boy, there's a Shvuah Deraisa, maybe he has it in his possession, you gotta make a Shvuah Deraisa. But if you're paying for it, then there's no Shvuah Deraisa anymore. Then, even though it's the same Chayshin Hashem Einav Nosan Boy, it's only the Rabbanon, not a Shvuah Deraisa. What changed? Why, when I pay for something, is there suddenly no Shvuah Deraisa? We're gonna come with four Mahalchim in the Rishonim, and the last Mahalach is a very, very conceptual, very important, for many things the Chayish Mishpat. Yes, let's get here different answers.
No, before a different answer, why min haTorah do you have to make a Shvua B'chlal by the other three?
It says
what's the reason for it?
It says in the Torah, look at number 2d. Im lo yimtza agane v'nikra v'alabayis el elokim, im lo yisholach yodeh v'mlech ezheil. Nikra v'alabayis el elokim is a Shvua. Shvua. Which Shvua?
How many Shvuas and why?
Doesn't say. We're going to get to that. That's one of the truths.
Once you know what the reason why you make a Shvua derisa, that'll tell us why. Okay. In one case, not.
Okay. Okay. But let me hear an attempt for different svaras. Why, when I pay for it, is there no Shvua derisa? And when I don't pay for it, there is a Shvua derisa. If it's the same svara of Chayshin Hashem Ein of Nosan Boy, what should be the difference? Michael, what should be the difference? Don't look ahead. If it's the same svara, what should be the difference in Chayshin Hashem Ein of Nosan Boy? Here's the rice, here's the rabbono. What's the difference? Do it.
Doesn't the Bible change by you paying?
So,
in other words, if he wants to come and not pay for it, then it's still the original owner. So we don't make him make a shvuah there because he's still the employee.
Then he has to make a shvuah deraisa.
Then he has to make a shvuah deraisa because he's still living at his shmiras. He's still
Masha Enkain.
If he's coming to pay for it, now he becomes the owner of the.
So therefore.
So therefore, it's why should he?
Yeah, you're close. You're close. Avi Nezer says.
No, but you can say if it's Yishema Ein of Nasimbo, what's the chilek? I know it's the reason I paid for it is because I liked it.
Okay.
So then how does that help?
We're going to see the Avi Nezer says a partial story. I thought you meant that closely, but
I
yes.
Because by the if you pay for it, you're making him whole.
You're making him?
You're making him whole.
What do you mean you're paying, you're making him whole?
You pay, you don't. You
so buy, therefore?
Therefore, you, what should you swear? You made him whole. You returned the money.
All right, it's similar. All right, we're going to get to it. Let's see the four classic truths in which are given. The first teretz is the teretz given by most Rishonim. They say like this. They say that it depends what the concepts of the shvuos are. What are these shvuos? It's important we have to go through it because we have to know, we're learning a mafkit, we have to know the shvuos, what they are. So the truth is, the pasuk doesn't say what the shvuos is. We said there are three shvuos. Shloi b'shativo, shloi shlach b'yod, ve'ene b'shusi. So the Rishonim say that what is when it says v'nikra v'albayis elokim, what shvuah are we talking about? So the Ramban brings down already from Rashi and everything that the main shvuah is either loy pashati bo or v'loy shlachti bo yad. When it says you have to make a shvuah, look in the Ramban in number 2d. V'tamim loy shalach yad v'mleches reyu al das Rashi sheyikra v'elokim. You have to make a shvuah lishava shloy shalach yadoy b'shel chaveroy. That the main shvuah is that I was not shalach yad. The Ramban argues, says, no, the main shavuah is not Leisholach Yadoi, but you have to say what happened to it, meaning, Leiposhatibo, it got stolen, Leiposhatibo, or it was Nenas, and it was not stolen. You have to say what happened to it. But both Rashi and Ramban say that the main shavuah is the shavuah either Shleishalachibo Yad or Shleiposhatibo. Where does the shvuah of Eina Bishusi come in? So the Rush says already, number 3 on the sheet, that the shvuah of Eina Bishusi is only a Gilgul shvuah. What does it mean Gilgul shvuah? Gilgul shvuah, by the way, is also the Araisa. We learn it from the Pasuk, V'amra Isha, Amen, Amen. Amen ha-shvuah zu, Amen ha-shvuah zu. So therefore, it's also the Araisa. But the shvuah she Eina Bishusi is not what it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Shloi Peshati Bo V'Shloi Shalachi Bo Yad. Once you make those shvuos, you ready make a Gilgul shvuah on Eina Bishusi. Look in number 3 by the star. The shvuah she Eina Bishusi shvu deraisi. They come also Gimel shvuos meshvinos shloi pasha v'lo shalach v'yad v'shein bishusi. They see shvuos in v'yevein shneim im lo shalach yad v'chein shloi pasha v'rayim shvuos shaymrim. Agabon nishma nami she Eina Bishusi. Avak shu mishalom v'anachoshe shem Eina Zabon v'shein shvuos shemitzoi hach shvu derabonini. So I'll tell you what he says. He says, the key to what he's saying is that he says that since, according to the Rosh, the main shvuah is the shvuah shalei shlachibo yad, the shvuah shalei pashatibo, and the other shvuah of Eina Bishusi is only a Gilgul shvuah. That means once you make those two shvuahs, you throw and slap on the third one. So according to that, we understand very good, the Rosh says. Now I understand very well why when you pay for it, then the shvuah that you make in Bishusi is only a shvuah derabanan. Why? Because since when you pay for it, you don't make the shvuah of shloi b'shati bo, of shloi shlachti bo yad, you're not making any other shvuahs because you're paying for it. So now there's no more Gilgul shvuah. So the shvuah of Eina Bishusi, you don't have to make min haTorah because there's no Gilgul shvuah because you don't make the first two shvuahs. Therefore, Rami Ravuna comes along and says, no, now there's a special derabonim of shvuah she'Eina Bishusi. So in other words, the Rush explains, now we understand why over here it's only shvuah derabonim. Why is only shvuah derabonim? Because since even when it's a shvuah deraisa, it's only when you have the other two because of Gilgul Shvur. So the Rosh comes and says, and therefore, where you pay for it, it's a special takana, Shvur Shein B'Shusay, Hach Shvur D'Rabbanon. Everybody understands clear why there's only Shvur D'Rabbanon. It's a Balabata Shateret. Makes sense. Avi, you don't like it. Why not? That's what it says, right? There's no Lamdas. That's what it is.
I'm wondering why
you have to be two Shvurs. No, it's either one. One or the other. Ramban said like this, Rashi said like that. It's Machlokes Rishonim. By the way, interestingly enough, that the Rambam learns and the Shulchan Aruch learns that the main shvuah is a shvuah she'Eina Bishusi, and the other two are only a Gilgul shvuah. Look in there.
So the argument is one of them.
I know. In Leishalach. Right, which also the Raisa, but the Nafkamina would be if you don't have that shvuah. So since the Rosh says that the main shvuah is either shvuah shalei shlachti b'yad or shvuah shalei peshati bo, correct? These are the main shvuahs. Therefore, in a case where you're paying for it and you're not making those shvuahs, so obviously there's no shvuah shalei peshusi, comes no gavuna, it's only shvuah d'rabanan. Now we understand the reasoning behind it. I wanted to go 3a, 3b, 3c, 3d, Tzoyk and Sivis, all that, we'll leave it for another time, that the Rambam holds, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the main shvuah is a shvuah she'Eina Bishusi, and therefore, shvuah shalei shlachti b'yad, shvuah shalei peshati bo, is only a Gilgul shvuah. So they ask a question, the Ktais has a question, that in a case where it's Mesa Machav Malacha, where you're showing the animal, so you don't have to say Shavuah Sheni B'Shusi, so why do you have to make a Shavuah Shalei Pashati Bo, or Shalei Shlachti Bo Yad? After all, the animal's here, there's no Gilgul Shavuah. The opposite type of question, we'll leave it for another time.
How would it fit in our case?
Why not?
How do you work our case?
Obviously, the Ram will not hold like that. I have to come into the other Turutim. Uh-huh. Clearly, yes. Also, if he cannot make a shvur, if you say mitoch sheni yachol l'shav mishalim, usually if he puts economic shvur, he has to pay for it only by shvur deraisa. Shvur derabanan.
In this case, he's paying anyway, so that
right, it wouldn't be nafkamina.
So the only nafkamina would be just the owner.
Yeah, what type of shvur is considered deraisa? And nafkamina will be also. Where there's no shvur deraisa? Oh, you mean if you make a shvur derabanan, but there's no gilgul shvur? Right. Okay, that's the first teretz. Very simple teretz. We'll skip the rest of the threes. We'll do this with number 3F now. The second teretz, I believe Stewie was saying that. Very simple teretz. I'm surprised why nobody said it. The Avnei Nezer comes along and says, very simple. He says that, wait a second. Over here, if you're paying for it, correct, Stewie? So then, in effect, you're saying, if I'm paying for it now, that means that retroactively, I own it. It belongs to me from what point? From the time of the Gneva. Well, that means it was mine. If it's mine, then I'm not a shamer for you. So why do I have to make a shavuah of Eina B'Shusi, one of the Gimel Shavuahs? I don't have to make a shavuah at all. I'm not a shamer anymore. Because the Gimel Shavuahs of a shamer is only if you're a shamer. Since I'm paying for it, that means retroactively it's mine. It's not that you're giving it to me now. It means it was mine retroactively. If it was mine retroactively, I don't have to make a shavuah at all. I don't have to make a shavuah of a shamerim. So therefore, there's not a shavuah that writes a shavuah of a shamerim. There's a new shavuah over here. What's a shavuah? Especially Ravuna comes along. Must be like a shavuah Sheina B'Shusi. It's separate Allah. That what you meant to say? Oh, very good. That's Avnei Nezer. Look at number 3E. Alkein nirli, v'hinei b'reish pirkin hamafkin amrinon. The time of the shomer k'shi shalim k'in ha'kefil mishum depora niknes leinam afeya samach l'gnevosa. V'im k'in ha'sharei ha'shomer toyein sh'nevad. Kivin sh'roi tzil shalim. Harei niknes leinam afeya lefi dvorov. Then the power belongs to him retroactively according to what he's saying. So therefore there's no shvur of the Gimel Shemrim, the Shvur Sheinu B'Shusi is not the regular Shvur Daraisa, because you're not a Shem anymore. Why are you making Shvur Sheinu B'Shusi? Anutakana Darabonon, Amma Avuna, Mashmino, I said Shvur Sheinu B'Shusi. Very simple terence, Stewie, that's what you meant, and therefore, that is what Avnei Eza says, that's why Avuna comes along with a new Shvur, and Shvur Darabonon. Based on this terence, by the way, there's another Nafkamina. The Rosh has a question in number 3, all the way in the beginning, at the top of the page, number 3, before the star, that if a person has to make a shvur, right? He has to make a shvur. And as he's coming to Bezin to make a shvur, he doesn't, today we don't make shvurs. But if a person technically says, I'm willing to make a shvur, even a shvur says in Bezin, we allow him to make a shvur. If he wants to, he could. So when he comes to make a shvur, so suddenly they say, oh, by the way, I learned in yeshiva, I know there's such a concept of gilgul shvur. So therefore, you're ready to make a shvur on this in this case, which you have to do. By the way, now already I have you ready in Bezin, this money that you owe me from here, and that money, you throw upon him all these other extra shvurs. So the person says, wait a second, this is not what I bargained for. I'm not interested in making any of these shvurs, I want to pay for it. Says the Rosh, look at number 3. V'adam shen eschayev shvur, a person that had to make a shvur. V'rosh and megalgalin olav. And now he comes to Bezin. He's willing to make the shvur. He says, okay, I'm making a shvur. And now they say, wait a second, we're going to throw you a bunch of other shvurs. V'rotze l'shalim t'vi r'shayna. K'dei sh'lo yigalgul olav. And then he says, you know what? Let me pay the first thing. I don't want to, I'm opening up a can of worms. I'm not interested. Because of Rav Alphas, tzorch l'shalim akol, or yishov al kol mashigur olav. There's no two ways. You can't say, okay, I'm just paying. Once they already threw upon you all the Gilgul Shavuos, then you can't say, okay, I'm just paying the first one, I'm off the hook. Either you pay for everything, or you make a shavuah for everything. Once the Gilgul Shavuos came upon you, you can walk away from it. That's what the Rif says. What?
It doesn't work that way. How can you say I can only pay the first one?
I called you the Bezdin, correct? I called you the Bezdin, and you're Moedim Mixas. So Moedim Mixas, are you $100? So Moedim Mixas, and now you say, okay, no, I don't want to make a shavuah. I want to make a shavuah, fine. You make a shavuah, I'm going to throw you all the other shavuahs. You know what? Let me pay the $100 and I'm off to hook. Ah, you can't do that anymore. Once I throw you, either you pay for everything, or you make a shavuah for everything. Comes along the Rif, and he asks the question, wait a second. The Gemara says, in our case, the Yushalmi says, Amar ani nishba. A person says, I'm making shvur, and I'm not paying for the shomer. V'roshim megalgan lov shvur acheres. And suddenly they throw him on all the other things. V'amar ani mishalem, choshishin, amar abyeitzi lechai v'tero shvur lach melo v'la okil. There we see not like that. If a person is a shomer, And the guy says, okay, make a shvur, pay for it. He says, no, I want to make a shvur. Comes to Bezin, and he wants to make a shvur, and suddenly they tell him, no. By the way, I'm throwing you a whole bunch of other shvurs and a whole bunch of other cases. He says, you know what? Let me just pay for it, and the end of the story. There, the Yerushalmi says, okay, you can just pay for the shmira, and you don't have to make all the other shvurs. So the Shmirif asks the question. Here I said that once you agree to make a shvur, and then they throw gilgul shvur, then you have to pay for everything, and in the case of a shomer, you don't have to pay for everything. You can just pay for the shmira, and that's it. What's the difference? Says the Avdin Ezer, the answer is simple. Because by a shomer, once you pay for it, that means you were never a shomer. Because once you pay for it, that means that you say that it belonged, that you paid for it originally, belonged to you, Meikara. Once you never shomer, so this whole thing doesn't start because you don't have all the other shvurs. So therefore, in such a case, says the Avnei Ezer, therefore by shomer is different. Once you pay for it, you're no more shomer, all the shvurs don't fall upon you, and therefore you can get away by just paying for the shmira. That's the difference how you use it over here as well.
The only thing I understand is because when you pay for it, it becomes yours at the time that it was stolen.
That's right.
Not at the time that it was given over. So how now by swearing, what about that time from the time it was given over until it was stolen?
It's not clear from when it becomes yours, correct?
Yes.
So machlek is in the Gemara.
Right, so but if it's...
Some machlek nevasa or mishach mashicha.
Right.
And the Rambam paskes mishach mashicha. So I assume they would have to go, to the Rambam. You're right. Because if you were pesher in between,
right,
then what does it help you? You right. Still have to make a shvur. Right. That's a good point. Yes.
Well, the point to the Avnei Nezer, there really should be a difference. It's not that he sold it to you, Meikara. It was an unfortunate situation. He had no choice, and he sold it. So there should be a difference between a sale versus this case, where you really were a shomer, and then... Now you're paying for it. Maybe the guy never really wanted to sell it to the
guy. So you're saying, like Michael's saying, that you really were shomer, just the last minute it belongs to you. Yeah, but according to Rambam, it's yours from the time of the Mashiach, correct?
But as far as the shul would go, they're different.
Maybe. Why? But if it's yours all along, from the time of the Mashiach, it's the teretz is Stewie's teretz. In other words, you don't have to say really that I'm never a shomer. But the bottom line is I'm paying for it. It's mine. I have nothing to do with you anymore. So what do you want from me? In other words, I'm not your shomer anymore. I'm paying for it. So why do I have to make a shvur sashomerim? You can make a new shvur de rabbanon, but you can't say the shvur sashomerim is thrown upon me. I was not your shomer. I'm not your shomer. You're right. Originally, I was a shomer, but no more. And therefore, for whatever reason, however it works, you can make me make a shvur sashomerim. Okay. These are the two simple terutzim. Let me give you what the Chiddush HaRim wants to say at Teretz, and that's a very lumdish Teretz, and we'll show you why it's wrong, and we'll show you why it's nachkaminas la'alocha. This is the main text. Okay, this is what I want to get to. Yes?
Just one question. Going back on the pasuk. When the pasuk says, right? So what was the tzad to say it's the other way? That you really make the one true shayna b'shusi?
Is the main one. It says, im lo shalach yadai.
Yeah.
They all ask it because they say it. If you have it in your shus, it's like a shlichus yad. Meaning you have your shoes, you're not giving it up. That's like it doesn't mean shlichus yad. I know. David has said it already. Yes?
There's no aid here, so you're being reminded of what actually happened. He said, well, once you take possession, once you pay for it, he said, that shvur now seems to be like of the lack of faith in people. In other words, there's a very different concept. The Raisa is saying, I want you to come bring these shvurs, not because
why? You're saying something. Why?
What happened? There's no aid in this case. There's no aid to the gneva. There's no aid in anything.
Am I saying when you paid for it?
And when you pay for it all, but you're paying for it, you're being money to listen. I'm giving you the money back, so you have no loss.
Okay, so you're saying something, we're going to get to that. I know you're on a roll tonight.
No, you meant
the Avnei Ezer, now you might be before the choice. We're going to get to it. Let's explain it. I see what you're getting at. We're going to get to it. Let's first see what the Chiddush HaRim wants to say. Very important concept. Says the Chiddush HaRim like this. He wants to say that the question is like this. The question is, why when I pay for it, suddenly there's no shvur deraisa of Eina B'shusi. If you say Eina B'shusi is a shvur deraisa, whether it's if it's Gilgul, so we understand the reason. But let's say in Little Kung to Rambam, which says shvur Eina B'shusi is the main shvur that a shomer has to make. Correct? That's a shvur sashomerim. Why? Because we suspect that maybe he has it in his possession. So why, when he pays for it, is there no shvur deraisa anymore of Eina B'shusi? What changed over here? Says the Chiddush HaRim, that when do you make a shvur? Only when you're denying value. When there's kfiras mamain. When you're denying value. For example, I tell you, you owe me $100. I say, I only owe you $50. So $50 you're denying. So the shvur is connected the kfiras mamain. Whenever you're denying value of something, that's when you make a shvur. If you're willing to pay for the item, so there's no real value that's being denied. The item is being paid for. There's chayfetz. You're keeping the chayfetz for yourself. But there's no shavius, there's no value, there's no monetary kfira. There's no kfiras mamain. You've already, you're paying for it. Where there's no kfiras mamain, there is no shvur deraisa. That's a chidush harim svar. You understand the svar? In other words, when do I say I make a shvur? It's when I take money from you. If I'm not taking anything from you, I'm paying for it, so I'm not taking any monetary value. I'm paying you the value of the chayfetz, what it's worth, correct? This, if I'm paying you $100 for the value of the chayfetz is worth $100, so I keep the chayfetz for myself. What did I take from you? I took from you any money? I didn't take anything from you. Yeah, I took the chayfetz. Sentimental value, there's no such thing. I'm paying you the full value of the chayfetz, correct? So if I'm paying you the full value of the chayfetz, so I'm not taking any mamon from you, there's no kfiras mamon, therefore there's no shvur deraisa.
So then why would Rabbanu be mistaken out
to Dindu Rabbanu? Come along the chachamim and say, over here, wait a second, it's not fair. Shemayin of Nosavoy, maybe this guy wants to keep it for himself, that's not fair. All the extra things you want to say, sentimental value, a shvur deraisa we can make you give, pay. What can make you give? Why? Because he's paying for the chayfetz. There's no kfiras mamon. All right, maybe he's keeping for himself. It's not fair. He's taking your item. Okay, mashbina is a shvur sheni b'shusi. But you can't say it's a shvur deraisa. Every shvur deraisa that we find is only on kfiras mamon. You're taking money from a person. Without taking money from a person, you don't make a person make a shvur deraisa, and therefore in our Gemara, Avuna says, since you are paying for it, there is no shvur deraisa. Understand, Avi the Svar? Make sense? Makes sense. Easy. Okay. What? That is what we're going to soon see why that is the reason, why that's not the reason. But l'chayre, all the other cases of shvur, whether it's a shvur seidecha, the shvur moed mixas, all the shvur deraisas that we find are all when there is money involved. When there's a shavius of money involved. If there's no shavius of money involved, l'chayre, we did not find a case of a shvur deraisa, and therefore in our case, there's no shavius of money, and therefore you don't make a shvur deraisa.
You're talking only about the genuine moment, because there's other shvurs that you make. Let's say, like, by the
Isha Saita. No, Dina Mamnis. We're talking about Shavuos Moed Mikzas, Shavuos Eidechot, not Shavuos Rabbanon, Shavuos the Raisas, which are the Torah dictates. Shavuos Moed Mikzas, Shavuos Eidechot. These are the cases. Kripa Kol is not Shavuos Raisa.
Well, why? That's the Kripa Kol of the highest extent.
Yeah, you're right, because the Torah, because the Gemara said they ain't on the Mayas, because really we believe in. But the Torah only says by Moed Mikzas. But whenever there is but it has to be, first of all, Kfiras Mamon. Without a Kfiras Mamon, there is no Shvur Deraisa. That's the Svar of the Chidusharim. The problem with that is that the Gemara seems to say not like that. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Shnai Mechzin. Let's see the Gemara together. The Gemara says, everybody knows the Gemara in the beginning of Shnai Mechzin with Talis. Davezim Lalav, the Gemara says, that if two people hold on to a Talis, so each one says it's mine, so what's Halacha? Each one has to make a Shvur, right? Shvur, everybody has to make a Shvur, that half of it is, at least half of it is his. That's the Shvur everybody has to make. So Gemara says, which is not so common, because everybody, once they get to that part, in yeshivas, they usually, you know, it's ready after learning 3 months, the first Mishnah, the Gemara says, Vu adin v'mekach u'memkar. After you get, the same thing would be v'mekach u'memkar, meaning, if two people say, we bought this item, right, each one says, I bought it, the other person says, anikin asiyo, and the other person says, anikin asiyo, so the Gemara says, that each one has to make a shvur, that he's the one that bought it, at least half. Same halacha would apply, by mekach u'memkar. So the Gemara asks the question, that beis on the beis, let's learn it together. What can you ask the moichel? Who do you take the money from? In other words, two people are holding on to a talis. Each one said, I bought it. So why can you ask the moichel? Who do you sell it to? So the Gemara says, Leitzchicha. The nokat mitravayu, that he took it from both, he took money from both. Michad midaite, umichad bal kochay. One, he took it willingly, and the other one threw it in his face. And we don't know mihu midaite umihu bal kochay. We don't know who is the one who accepted it willingly. Michael, where are you running to? Oh, okay, fine. Come back, because I'll go slow, like this you can catch up with it. We don't know who is the one who gave it to him willingly and who gave it to him against his will. In other words, we have no way of finding out. So Rashi says over there that really the moicher himself is not believed. In other words, the reason why it says, we don't know is because Even if the Meicher would know, the Meicher is not believed to say who he sold it to. Why? Because the Baal HaMekach is believed to say, Neman Baal HaMekach, the owner, is believed to say, I sold to this person only as long as Mekchoy B'yadoy, as the item is still in his possession. Once the item leaves his possession, he's not believed to say who he sold it to. So therefore, when Imar says, V'loy Yadana, means we don't know, we taka don't know who was Baal Kochoy and who was Midaitoy. Because even if... What? Because he Neman Baal Mekach, the Gemara says, look in Rashi, V'lechzi Zuzi Manokat, Nishal HaTzamoichim, and we keep the mail, the time we can do Shin, Neman Baal Mekach, Leim Lezeh Mechati, V'lezeh Molech Mechati, V'af Gav the Messiah, V'med V'amurim, Shemekha B'yadoy, Av Eim Mekh B'yadoy, Eina Neman, because once it's out of his hands, he doesn't remember anymore. Once it's, he doesn't care, he got his money worth, and therefore he does not believe in such a thing. So the Gemara said in the beginning, he should be believed, right? So the Gemara was that he only took money from one of them, and therefore he's believed. So the Gemara says, since he took money from both, he's not believed. And then we don't know either. So look in Rashi. We don't say that he does not know. That even if he knows who he took the money from, once they left already and they took the item with them, he is never believed. Why is he not believed? Because he took money from both them, and therefore he's not believed. Come looms and Taisus. And Taisus says, no. Look at Taisus underlined. We begin him dochet lefarashkein, dochet poch shafir. The afa gav de ein mekhoi biyodoi, neman hu ke'ed echot. Taisus says he's not believed as Baal HaMekach, but he's believed as an Eid Echot. V'amai shneim nishboim, oise sham moichem misayoi, yipote mishvua. V'idoch shu yishova, shvua doreise. V'ashtagor shafir lo yoda. The yoda hoi neman ke'ed echot. Meaning, Tosfos says over here, I disagree with Rashi. I say that you're right, he's not a Baal HaMekach. As a regular person, he's not believed. But he is, after all, an Eid Echot. Why is he an Eid Echot? Because if I sold you an item, correct, and I tell you, oh, I did not sell it to you, that means I say, you took my item, correct? I say, you took my item, and it doesn't belong to you. So I'm an Eid Echot saying that you took my item, give me back my item. And you say, no, I paid for it. So I would have a nemonist, I can make you make a shvua d'araisa as an eid echot, that the item that you took belongs to you and does not belong to me. So you're believed over here as an eid echot. So Taisus learns that the moicher always has a nemonist of an eid echot to say that, hey, you took my item, and therefore the item that you took does not belong to you. Give me back my item. I'm an eid echot, and therefore I can make you make a shvua as a shvua eid echot. Michael, you're Menachem here this morning? I can make you make a shvua as a shvua seid echot. So they ask a question, wait a second. Over here, there is no question on the kfiras mamon, on the money, because you're paying me for the chefetz, right? You gave me the money. So there's no kfiras mamon. So why does Taisa say that I'm believed as neid echot to say, you have my item? What are we arguing on? We're arguing just on the chefetz. You paid me for the chefetz, the value you paid me for it, the actual item, that I say, it doesn't belong to you. And you say, yes, it does belong to me. And I'm believed as an Eid Echot to say, or really, there's two people. One, there's Michael and there's Joe. So Michael is saying, Joe, give me back my item. And he brings me as an Eid Echot to say that the item that he has does not belong to him, but it belongs to him. So he brings me as an Eid Echot to say that chefetz that he takes really belongs to you. So therefore, I can make you make a shvua d'oraisa that the chefetz that you have does not belong to you and belongs to him. Correct? Even though the only argument is only on the chefetz, not on the value, because after all, you're not losing any money, I'm not losing any money, you're paying for it. So clearly you see that an Eid Echot is believed to make a shvua d'oraisa, even if it's not the monetary value, but even if it's just the chefetz itself, there's still a svara of an Eid Echot of a shvua d'oraisa. So they bring a raya, not like the Chiddush HaRim from our Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis. You see the brilliant raya, Avi, you see the raya that they bring. The Ksoi says, Aloch L'maisa, he has a different question. Based on this Shaila and Halach, he says like this. What happens, the Rambam says like this, what happens if you lend somebody money, and you make up for 10 days, you make up a certain amount of time, and after the certain amount of time, I come over to you and I say, Joe, or I tell you, surely, the time, 30 days is up, you gotta pay me the money. You say, no, not now, you gave me a halva for 40 days. I don't give you the item now, I'll give you the item in 10 days from now. I said, what are you talking about? I gave you the halva, you gotta give it back to me. Correct? So the halacha is, look in number 5a. Hamavis chaveiro v'kovalo izmanli poloi. I lend you money, I lend you an item, and I tell you you're going to pay me back after a certain amount of time, even though we made no kinyon, ein yochel letovai koidem azman. I cannot collect the money beforehand. Bein milval peh, bein milval bishtar. Bein memashkin, bein shaloi memashkin, bein shemes malva, bein shemes loiva, what doesn't make the man alive, not alive.
What does the shtar say?
Shtar doesn't say anything. I lend you money, it doesn't make a difference. I lend you a shtar, and don't say 30 days. Whatever it is, there's no date on it. I come and tell you, or we made up a time, and I cannot come and collect beforehand. Ton ha-malva v'omar. If the malva comes along and says, Hayoim seif azman shekavati, today is the last day, it's the 30th day, v'aloi v'omar. And you say, no, I don't owe you the money today. I only owe you the money in 10 days from now. So I come now, and I claim the money from you. And you say, no, now is not the time. I'm paying you back in 10 days. So the loiv has to make a shavuos eses. Why does he make shavuos eses? Because he's a kofer hakoil, correct? I demand you pay me the money now. And you say, no, I don't owe you the money now. I owe you the money only in 10 days. Right now I owe you nothing. You make a shavuos eses. Says the Mechaber, based on the Rambam, that if an Eid Echot, if I bring one witness saying that today is the day of payment, then you have to make a Shavua Satara. You have to make a Shavua Deraisa. So the Ksois asks the question, oh, wait a second, why do you have to make a Shavua Deraisa? If Shavua Deraisa is not on only on Kfiras Mamoin, you're not denying that you're going to pay me. In 10 days now you'll pay me. So there's no kfiras moment over here. There's no value to the difference between now and 10 days from now. So he says maybe he's going to go through it and explain all the different studim, but there's no monetary loss between now and 10 days from now. So why could Eid Echad be mechayv yishvur deraisa? There's no kfiras moment. Michael, let me just tell you quickly what the Shulchan Aruch says. You skipped the raya from Bamatzia, the hard raya you skipped. We're going to go now to the case in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, that if I come over to you and say, today, we have a loan for 30 days, then I come to you today, I say, today is the day that you owe me the money. You say, it's in 10 days from now. So halacha is, you're potter, you have to make a shavuos eses. Right now you don't owe me any money, you got 10 days to pay. Why? Because I say you owe me today, you say you don't owe me today, you got 10 days to pay. If I have an Eid Echot showing that no, that today is the time, so you have to make a shavuos deraisa that you don't owe me the money today, you have 10 days left. So the Ksois asks a question, wait a second, there's a threefold question. Question number one, there is no Kfiras Mamon over here. You agree that you owe me the money, you just tell me 10 days from now. So the time difference between now and 10 days is not Kfiras Mamon, it's not worth any money. So therefore, why could Eid Echon make a Shavuot Deraisa? There's no Kfiras Mamon. That's the Ksois' question. Look at number 5b. V'nere mitoich dvorov. V'hodechai Shavuot Kfiras Azman mishum dam tonne zman havidror de mamoina. Because that's considered a suffix, the fact that you wait time. Ach kosher sheis chayv shvur b'zeh. Dov gab shvur b'in and dafke dovo shegufoy mamon. In order to be mechayv a shvur deraisa, he has to be worth money. V'koyf a shtoros kivin lav gufoy mamon pot. We know that if you make you say I don't owe you a star, it ain't is boyin al kviras shibut kakoyis or an star because ain't gufoy mamon. I feel a moide mitzvah ve'nechot. Im kein mikoshkim kviras azman. Whether it's now or 10 days from now, nehish yochel lit little ezeschal mikana antonas man. Even though it might be worth money, time is worth money. He says, "Abalei have a gufay mamoin ve'ena legrama." But a gufay mamoin is not really money. It's 10 days from now, so there's no real value to it, and therefore there's no the Eid Echot is not mechayev you any money than you're admitting. So therefore, why could Eid Echot be mechayev to make a shvuah deraisa if the Eid Echot says it's now as opposed to 10 days? First question. Second question, he says, void, even if you tell me, wait a second, if I have the money now, then I can use the money to invest, so you're causing me to lose out, because those 10 days, I can take the money, you're right. The difference between now and 10 days from now, there's no difference in the money. It's only time, it's not money. But I can use that money for those 10 days and invest somewhere else, so you're preventing me from making money. So this halacha in Shulchan Aruch is called Mevatel Kisay Shel Chaveiroi. If I take your wallet and I sit on it, and I prevent you from taking the money and investing it. So I'm a vatal kisa shechaveiroi. I'm preventing you from making money. Api halacha, you really potter. You're right, lechatchila, you cannot do it, but it's only considered a grummer, and you be considered potter. So therefore, the fact that I'm preventing you from getting your money now, as opposed to 10 days from now, right, you want it now, and I tell you, I'll give it to you in 10 days, at most, I'm a vatal kisa shechaveiroi. That's not really money, you can't be mechayev money in that, and therefore, how could they dechot be mechayev shvur deraisa?
So therefore, saying,
the denial of owing the money or having to pay the money right now is more than just an,
why?
Not just an admission that I owe it to you.
But what value is there to it? What value could you put to it?
I think it's the same thing as...
It's the full $100.
It might be
the full $100 for now.
Because you might never get it.
Even without that. Even if you know for sure you get it. We're going to get to that svar. The Ktoi is going to say the svar. The svar is not because you might not get it. The svar is because we're going to see a new concept in Shavuot, what Shavuot is all about. Shavuot is not about getting your money, or about Kfiras Momin. The Ktoi is going to say that Chiddush. But I'm showing you how he's building it.
In this case, why would he have to swear? The guy who's saying, no, you owe it to me now. I'm owed to me chaver. So even though he can come back 10 days, he's not arguing whether you owe it or not.
But he has an eid echot. In eid echot, I have a taina. The taina is nothing. I have an eid echot that's proving, like I'm saying, eid echot is always mechayev shvur. So the echot is saying that your payment is now, and you say no. So the ksoy says the halacha says you mechuyev to pay, make a shvur the reiser. Question is why? All you have is an eid echot. There's no kfiras moment. There's no difference in money. Second question. Third question. Then he says like this. He says that you're right. He says, even if you tell me that time is money, it depends. If it's $100,000 that I'm pushing off for a week, so $100,000, even a week later, a minute later, can make money. But halacha is across the board. Let's say I lend you one pruta, correct? I lend you one nickel, I lend you. You tell me, no, I'm paying you back in a week from now. So the difference between a nickel now and a nickel in a week is not a shava pruta, so therefore it is not worth money. That's the question. Vaid, number 5D. Vaid, hot teinech metviya hu mana masayim, yochaliya samtanas man, yom yomayim shava pruta v'yaisa. If it's $100,000, then every day counts. It makes a difference. Avalim eina tviya ela shtei kesa v'pruta levad, eid echad mechai shvu v'pruta, v'aloi v'ayim ezman achar chasir yomim, it's after 10 days, v'eid echad oma yom zmana im keim, v'adeh amtanas ezman shaputa, eina shava pruta. The pushing off a nickel for a week is definitely not worth a nickel. So therefore, it's not worth a shava puta. So therefore, why are you paying money? There is no kfiras mamin. Comes along the ksais, and the ksais are like this. Ksais, now listen to this, it's a very emissary site. A shvua is not what you think it is. A shvua doesn't come to be mevarer a taina. Doesn't come to explain a taina. A shvua doesn't come on shavius of mamin. Doesn't come because, oh, you owe me money, so you have to ascertain what you're saying. Nothing to do with that. The concept of a shvua is that really, shvua is a ptur, which means, really you're chayev to pay. The shvua tells me, okay, either tishava, either you make a shvua, or pay up, ay tishalim. Shvua comes when we know you are 100% chayev to pay. Just the Torah says, okay, you can patter yourself from paying by making a shvua. Not because there's a monetary claim or because there's a biru. Irrelevant. Even if it's not going to be mevara anything. Once you have a chiyuv to pay, the shvu is a way to patter yourself to tell me that, okay, I don't have to pay. Therefore, says Exodus, any time if you don't make a shvu, Bezdin would collect from you now, would collect something from you now, even if they would collect the same thing in 10 days from now. It's irrelevant. But if now they've come to collect from you, then you have a right to make a shvur to say, no, don't collect from me, I'm ready to make a shvur. Therefore, any time where you have a chiyuv to pay and Bezer would come and collect from you, that's where the shvur comes along and says, you have to make a shvur in order to prevent Bezdin from collecting from you. Says the Ksois, therefore, in our case over here, where you say, okay, give me 10 days, it's irrelevant. If the Eid Echot says you owe the money now, that means Bezdin is ready now to take the nickel, or to take the $500, or to take the $100,000. Relevant. What if they might take it in 10 days from now also? Right now, Bezdin is ready to collect from you the money. You want to potter yourself. Now you have a way to get out of Bezdin's collection agency. How do you get out of Bezdin's collecting you? By making a shvur. You make a shvur, then you're potter. You don't make a shvur, Bezdin will come and collect. Therefore, it's irrelevant if you might say in 10 days now, I'm for sure going to get it. It's irrelevant. Right now, Bezdin can come and collect. You want to pot yourself, you have a right to pot yourself by making a shvur. Shvur is a ptur. Whenever an Eid Echot says you're chayev money, that means Bezdin is ready to come and collect the money from you. You want to pot yourself, make a shvur. You're off the hook. So therefore, in our case, where even if you say that in 10 days from now, I'm going to be able to pay the money anyway, irrelevant, what do I care? Right, and therefore it's not worth money the 10 days, it doesn't have to be worth anything. Right now, Bezdin can come and collect the $100 or the 5 cents, whatever it is, now you have a chiyuv to pay. You want to get out of paying, then make a shvur. Shvur is not a biru, it's not to explain anything, it's a ptur. It's a way, the Torah gives you a way to get out of Bezdin's collection agency. I think that's the story. Is that what you meant, right? Something what you meant. Therefore, the Ksoi says, let's just see the Ksoi inside. And then it goes back to Shvur Shein B'Shusi. V'chein nira, heche di'ika, here, 5e. V'lochein nira, dafilo eina shove hamtona zman puter. Even if it's not worth the puter, waiting an extra 10 days. U'kein d'cholomom in eina puter. Nami tzok l'shove v'tam. Kivin da mal v'oimer. Hayoim seif hazman. Im kein, le divrei ha-tevea vo-eid, nischayiv le-shalem take-of, according to the echod and the tevea. You have to pay now the full amount, the 5 cents. Va-aloyim ha-oimer, eine niyati v'chach-e-somim, fein-shach-e-zik ma-am-tona, va-daim, eina ma-va-roitzi la-am-tin-loi, the ma-va doesn't want to wait, v'roitzi ma-yisof, tzorech liten, you have to pay now, va-ha-bezdin niskokim, leire le-nechosim, le-shalem le-take-of. Bezdin is ready to go and collect the money. V'im kein, who are din le'in yeshvur? Kimin ein amal v'roitzu b'amton is bezdin niskokin v'im yeshkvir v'neim v'chiv l'shava. Then you have to make a shvur in order to prevent bezdin from collecting the money. I don't care if it's not worth any money. I don't care if you're going to pay the same thing in 10 days from now. Right now, bezdin wants to collect. You have a right to putty yourself with the shvur. You don't make the shvur, bezdin will collect today. And eid echod means, really, there's a famous chakira. If an eid echod is, that pshad is, that an eid echod is mechayev shvur, or no, eid echod is mechayev the mamon, and the shvur patters yourself from the mamon. It seems from over here, the eid echod is mechayev the mamon also. Just the shvur tells me, you have a right to get out of collecting, being collected, money taken away from you, by making a shvur. And therefore, shvur is not a biru, it's oyi shava, oyi tishalim. Comes along the church,
it's
one
still,
second.
It's still a birur. Because if you come to Bezdin and they say, listen, we don't need birur because we know you're chayiv for this. They're not looking for birur because there is, go back to our original case, there is no edach echad in that case. So there is.
Then,
no,
so I'm telling you, in the case, now one second, says the church, in a case where it's not that you're chayiv to pay, where it's only a birur, that's a shvur de'abonim. That's not a shvur de'aiser. That's a shvur de'abonim. Therefore, where's the kaifa koil? Where you make a shvur sessus, you're not chayiv to pay. Edom tevelim ken yeshla. Edom meis bonav leva koil. You really potter. You want to make a biru? Bezdin says, okay, make a biru. Where it's not oite shavat shalem, where it's a biru, that's only a shvur rabbanan. In the case by Yeshayim, back to our original question, where Yeshayim says, I'm willing to pay for it. Correct? Where Yeshayim says, I'm willing to pay for it. So we ask the question, how come there's no shvur d'raisa? Why is there no shvur d'raisa? So what? So still should be a shvur d'raisa of Eina B'Shusay. The answer is, because there's no case of Oite Shava, Oite Shalem, because you're paying for it anyway. So what he said, that the chayfets, yeah, but the chayfets I'm collecting. You're not collecting the chayfets either, because Bezin is not going to go down and collect the chayfets, because the chayfets is not here. The most Bezin will do is collect the money from you. Well, you're paying money anyway. So there's no Oite Shava to Shalem. There the shvur is only a biru. What happened to my item? Maybe you took it. Where it's a biru, it's not a shvur d'raisa, it's only shvur d'rabbanan. Where do I say a shvur is d'raisa? Oite Shava to Shalem. Where shvur is a ptur. Meaning, I'm begging to come and collect something from me, I want to prevent that by making a shvur. We are anyway going to pay for it. And whether I make the shvur or don't make the shvur, Bezin is not going to take anything away from me without the shvur. In the case where I say, it got stolen, it's not here, and I'm willing to pay for it for the shomer, Bezin is not going to come and look in my house and try and find the item. According to me, it's not there. Bezin, all they'll do is make me pay for it because I'm going to pay for it anyway. So therefore, the shvur is not a ptur. It's not telling me, okay, I'm trying to get rid of the payment by making a shvur. There, it's not a regular shvur deraisa. Shvur deraisa is only if it's a ptur. Bezin is ready to collect from me the money. I say, no, don't collect from me the money, or don't take the item. I'm willing to make a shvur. Here, even if I make a shvur, Bezin is going to come and take from me the money. And even if I don't make a shvur, Bezin is going to take from me the money. Either way, they'll take the money. They're not going to take the item. Shvur is not a ptur. Shvur is just a biru. What happened to it? That's a shvur rabbanon. Am ravuna, mashvin oise shvur sheni b'shusi. Is that what you meant to say? Just about.
A little bit differently.
But that's the yisoid in the shvur. So we come over here, big yisoid in the shvur. Shvur is always where really you'd have to, Bezin would come and take something from you, and by making shvur, you can get Bezin off your back and potty yourself. Where Bezin anyway is not going to take something from you, either because you're paying no matter what, and Bezin is not going to take anything from you, the shvur that you're making is only as a biru, to tell me what happened. That's only a shvur, which is biru, is a shvur d'abonon. That's where every kaifa koil is only a shvur's biru, because Bezin cannot take anything from you anyway, it's only a shvur d'abonon. All the shvurs which are the abonon are a biru. All the shvurs which are the reise is Bezin is about to take something from you, whether it's the chafetz or the money, even if the chafetz is not worth anything, even if you're paying for the chafetz, but they would come and take the chafetz away from you, you can prevent that by making shvur. That's a shvur deraisa. A shvur deraisa is a tour where you putty yourself from Bezdin coming to take action. What?
Contrast the two now. So you say Bezdin is going to make you take that shvur at that point. They're not going to make you take the shvur. You're doing it because you're trying to get out of it. They're giving you the patur.
Right.
Here you're saying, okay, listen, I'm paying. Here's the money. But now all of a sudden they don't trust me. Now I have to envire myself too.
That's a shvur rabbanon.
I'd say, but it's.
That's exactly why it's a shvur rabbanon, because Bezdin cannot take anything from me more than I'm doing anyway. But they can make a shvur d'rabbanan. They don't want you to take something which they suspect belongs to you, so that's a shvur d'rabbanan. It cannot be a shvur d'reisa, because if I don't make the shvur, they're not going to take anything more from me. Then it's not a shvur d'reisa. Shvur d'reisa means that by making the shvur, you save yourself from something. You're puttering yourself from something. If you make the shvur, you're not saving yourself from anything anyway. Either way, they cannot take the item. And either way, you're paying for it. That's not a shvur d'reisa.
You have something to gain there also. In other words, by you being giving the shvur at that point, you're walking away scot-free at that point. So the purpose of the shvur is totally different. I mean, the purpose, aside from the biru or not biru concept, the purpose of the shvur is exactly the opposite. Later on, when they make you have nothing to gain by giving that shvur. You said, I'm already giving you the money. Oh, we're giving you...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying... That's exactly what I'm saying. You're not pottering yourself from anything. That's why it's a bill. It's only shvur d'rabbanan. Even by shvur's hesses, by the way, you're not really pottering yourself from anything. Because if you wouldn't make the shvur, they cannot really collect from you. If you say, I'm not making a shvur, I cannot make a shvur, so the other guy can make a shvur, you cannot make a shvur. That's the reason why, by shvur d'rabbanan, we don't say, mitarech she'ni chol l'shav m'shalem. Because there's no concept of mitarech. What does mitarech she'ni chol l'shav m'shalem mean? You cannot make a shvur, you have to pay. That only pass, you can only say that svara, if it's oiteshava, oiteshalem. Where if you don't make a shvur, you have to end up paying. Mashenikin, where it's shvur d'rabbanan, where you don't have this concept, it's only a biru, if you cannot make a shvur, you cannot make me pay. You want to make a shvur. That's what you can do. If I don't want to make a shvur, you make a shvur, you can collect. But you cannot take from me by me not making a shvur. Because the shvur was never on me instead of payment. Shvur was a biru. I don't want to make a biru. You want to make a shvur, bevakasha. But you can't make me make payment. That's why by shvur d'rabbanan, we don't have the concept of terech she'ni chol l'shav m'shalem, because the shvur is not coming to prevent Bezdin from taking from me. It's not a p'tur, it's only a b'ilu. Very, very important concept in Hilchos Shvuos. Okay, we'll continue next week.